Hello! Today we are going to read Bear Says Thanks by Karma Wilson, publisher Margaret McElderry Books. My name is Kim Darju and I am the children's librarian at the Sonoma Valley Library. Are we ready? All right. All alone in his cave, Bear listens to the wind. He is bored, 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 and he misses his friends. Oh, I could make a great big dinner, a feast I could share. But he looks through his cupboard, and the cupboard is bare. Then Mouse stops by with a huckleberry pie, and the bear says thanks. Bear says, goodness me, a delectable pie. But I have made nothing, he adds with a sigh. Then they hear hi-ho, and they both see Hare with a big batch of muffins at the door of the lair. Hare hurries in from the cold rushing wind, and the bear says thanks. Of course, says Hare. Then he points to the door. Here comes Badger. He's got even more. Brr, says Badger as he tromps inside. He sets down his pole and he smiles real wide. I'm back from a stroll at the old fishing hole. And the bear says thanks. Then Gopher and Mole tunnel up from the ground. We have warm honey nuts. Let's pass them around. There's a flap and a flitter and a flurry in the den. When in flutters Owl with Raven and Wren. We have pears from the tree and herbs to brew tea. And the bear says, wait. Bear mutters and he stutters and he wears a big frown. Bear sighs and he moans and he plops himself down. You have brought yummy treats. You are so nice to share. But me, I have nothing. My cupboards are bare. Mouse squeaks, don't fret. There's enough, dear bear. You don't need any food. You have stories to share. His friends hug him tight. It'll be all right. And the bear says thanks. They lay out their feast on a quilt on the ground, and the bear takes a seat while his friends gather round. In a cave in the woods, in a bright, warm lair, the friends feel grateful for their good friend Bear. They pass around platters, they tweet and they chatter, and they all say thanks.